always look at the answer, not the problem. So many times we're motivated by the problem, and the more we focus there, the bigger it gets, and then we're crying out from despair instead of covenant in faith. And I'm just going to start singing this song, and if you know it, just join me, and let's just do it tonight. Because we're going to turn our eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Will you trust Him tonight? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Amen. You know, Jesus took a pretty junk good section of the Gospels, in especially in Matthew, and He talked about worry, and had, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the writer write about that. You know, there was a lot of things Jesus did and said, obviously, that we don't have as a record. The Bible teaches us that. But what we do have is inspired by the Holy Spirit, so He wants us to have it and know it and hear it. So He took a pretty good, about a half a page in my Bible, and talked about worry, and that we're to never to worry. And that was what Jesus said. Now, you know the quickest thing to do without the knowledge of God is to worry. And even when the knowledge of God comes, we still are tempted to quickly what? Worry. So I think Jesus knows what He's talking about. You know, He's addressing things that tend to be a weakness and a vulnerability. And He says to not ever worry. And He's sharing a relationship of the Father towards us. Even though we were separated from the Father through sin, and we grew up, probably most of us, it would be fair to say, grew up without a strong revelation or reality of God, even though we said we believed in God. Okay? That's a general statement. But He said to never worry. You can't add anything to your life, especially any hair to your head. If anything, we know you'll probably lose a few. You won't add a few. You can't worry and add a cubit to your life. So what He's saying is worrying is human nature. It's weakness. It's a form of just human response without God about a situation that has no power to change it. It'll just actually make it bigger. It'll implode it. It'll make it bigger. And He says, don't worry. And He says, look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. And then He says this comment, if God cares for them, surely He'll care for you. Now, I want to take that to heart and take that personally, because He's telling me that worry is never God. And this is how I read my Bible. So when I read my Bible and see that, and I'm tempted to worry, who knows, I can be tempted to worry. But I'm not going to yield to worry, because I've found in the Word that worry is never God. Why? Because God loves me and He's for me. And He's made provision for me. And if He's caring for the birds and the flowers, then He's cared for me and will care for me. Now, I've got to accept that and believe that. Fear is absolutely a gateway for the enemy. The enemy wants you to look at what you're going through and fear and turn to God and go, help! And that's how a lot of us have lived our Christian life. We live and then we cry out when it's trouble. And we actually fall right into the line of the things that God says not to do. So I want to just talk a little bit about God's heart towards us and God giving His Son. And go to Timothy. I want you to see something here. Let's go to 2 Timothy quick. There's just a couple things on my heart. You hear me. People that know me know I say this a lot about the power